In the world of sports today, Weather Prepper Pros that celebrates championships more than character and victories above virtue. The pressure to win is enormous. Girls and boys are often saddled with adult-sized pressure to deliver on the field or on the court. But there are those who are trying to transform the world of sport through transforming the heart of a coach. And Northwest Wisconsin Fellowship of Christian Athlete staffer Bob Lichty is one of those. Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's edition of Sports and Commentary. My name is Greg Stewart. The program is sponsored by your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can always connect online for more information at WWIB.com. Bob Lichty, welcome back to the show today. So how is the way that we do sports, maybe at the junior high or high school level, broken today, in your opinion?
I think it's broken at an earlier level when we start with our youth programs. You know, today, I watch, and I don't forget, a few years ago, I was talking to one of the promoters of youth sports, and I said, why are your tournaments on Sunday? And he just looked me in the eye and said, well, there's nothing else going on. Nothing else going on. And so it's this premise of, it not only takes away from God, but with everything that they have going in youth sports, they're separated from their families. I mean, they're committed. And so it starts there. And then when they, a lot of them we don't even see in middle school or high school. They're done. But even at that level, I always talk about, what is the end game? Especially when I talk with parents, is the end game for your kid to enjoy, to develop at, or is your end game that you want him to get a scholarship or something like that? And for me, it's really talking about where do we want these kids to go and what do we want them to do, Mark Hall always said, God created play, humans created sport. And whenever we get involved, we can screw up God's plan.
Yeah, it's about God, it's about people, right? So share some stories about how FCA Ministry has revolutionized athletes' lives and coaches' lives in our WWIB area, will you?
Well, I just think, coming from my last high school job, at Menominee, I just remember the number of kids we had come through, and kids say they don't have two of our strong FCA. Well, two of our strong families in Menominee were the Stockies and the Stanleys, and each of them, had kids that went on, and Nico DeMankato and now Mason down at with the Badgers, and with the Stanleys, Luke went out to North Dakota, and of course Nate's at Iowa. But through, even after I retired, I can remember going back and speaking at FCA at Menominee High School, and here were Nate and Mason Stocky right in the front row, and they were seniors and getting ready to go off, play Big Ten ball, but they were still very involved with FCA. So those ones, I think that, from Menominee, and other than that, I think it's just, I look at kids that come back to me now. Andy Miller was one of the first kids I had at Menominee. He went out to North Dakota, and I remember them calling me. He spoke at the state hockey tournament, and what a great job he did, and continued through college. So, when you coach this long, it's hard to remember all the kids. I remember working with Joe and the staff at Menominee, and there was a lot of pressure at Menominee to be successful in football. But yet we had a coach's study every Friday morning, and it was really an opportunity for us as coaches to disciple each other and what was going on as we were fighting the pressures of coaching and being successful. And I the one that always comes back as my coach is Mark Hall. Mm-hmm. Last fall when I spoke at our fall get together in Eau Claire, people were talking about everything I'd done in the coaches, and I said, I need to look over my shoulder because Mark Hall influenced me, and I influenced these people. And Mark Hall influenced a lot of people, who influenced a lot of people. So his reach around the state and now internationally is phenomenal.
Yeah, it really is. He is a tremendously gifted man of God, speaking about 3D coaching all over the world. Well, what are the biggest challenges in your mind, Bob, for coaches that they're up against in this generation, and how is FCA coming along to teach and encourage them?
Well, I think it's helping them to keep things in perspective. Is that, you know, we're here to serve, and, you know, that's what God calls us to do, because there's a lot of things in sports and athletics today where it's about me. And, you can look at, you know, professional sports or that, where, you know, there's so much focus on what can I get or what is about me. Whereas I think FCA is more, has really taught me, and our really emphasis is what can we do for others.
Amen. Well, this is a guest I've wanted to have on for a long, long time. Bob Lichty, longtime high school and college coach, and now coach to coaches in the Fellowship of Christian Athletes here in Northwest Wisconsin. Bob, thanks for coming back today. God bless you.
Thank you so much for having me, and God bless you and what you do with WBIB.